from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's bring Rob Flo in this conversation. Robert Flores, MLB Network. You can catch him every morning on MLB. On MLB Central every morning on MLB Network. Roflo, I posed this question to Adam. Adam is in for Clint as he covers the Astros here at Sports Radio 610. Do you trust the Astros' top four guys to get them to the postseason and to make a run in the postseason? Because to me, that determines what type of starter Dana Brown needs to go and get.
Trust is a very big word. You know, first of all, as Adam mentioned, all the injuries, and I think a larger discussion needs to be had about how starting pitchers are being trained, how they're being developed. But that's a much larger conversation. That's an industry-wide conversation, obviously, maybe for another show. But I believe they are a starter shy. I believe they're an arm shy in the bullpen. McCullers, Garcia coming back, that's great. That's a big boost. I view those two players as basically one guy. I think it's unfair to expect, you know, for them to take on a regular workload, especially to a certain extent McCullers, who's dealt with so many injuries in recent years. So Garcia coming back, Tommy John, Hunter Brown. I think Hunter Brown's emergence has been a really big boost for this team. I think I would rank that one right below Ronel Blanco's emergence for the importance of what it has meant for this team's run, this recent run, the recent turnaround. But I still think they're an arm shy in the rotation. I just don't know. Here's my question. What do they have to offer other teams to get an impact starter? Because do you consider Eric Fetty an impact starter? Do you consider Jack Flaherty an impact starter? Yeah. Because I think that's the level that the Astros are looking at, I'm reading the room wrong.
And they don't seem like guys that jump in front of the four guys that were we're thinking of, right? Like Hunter Brown, Blanco, or especially where Jack Flaherty is, maybe a couple of years ago, but not at this point. So it seems like they need.
Would you put Eric Fetty over? Would you say start Eric Fetty over Spencer Arrighetti in game four of a playoff series?
Yes, I probably would, just because it's been a long season for Arrigetti, a longer season than he's ever experienced before. I think their top four, I think, is fine. Yeah. But I think the big thing that they have to worry about is, are they overusing Blanco, especially, just because he's never gone through this type of a season before. So if they're able to add a little bit of depth to the starting rotation, and then you can give Blanco a little bit of a spell to where maybe he gets a couple of extra days in between starts a few times this season, I think that helps kind of prolong his year. So I don't I don't think that they should be going after like the big fish when it comes to the trade market. Just give yourself some depth so that you have more than four starters basically on the roster, because they just went through two turns in the rotation going with a bullpen game. Like, you can't do that.
No, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I think you're right. I think that where the Astros are at, what the market looks like league wide right now, it's a seller's market, right? There's so many teams that are A, in the hunt, and B, looking for pitching, that it is a seller's market. So with where the Astros are at in terms of both where their system is, I think the best that they can hope for, like I said, is an Eric Fetty, is a Jack Flaherty, some other middle of the rotation, maybe a Chris Bassett from the Toronto Blue Jays, should the Blue Jays decide to sell at the deadline. I don't think they have the prospect capital to go get an impact starter, say a Kevin Gausman, if the Blue Jays decide to sell, or even a I'm drawing a blank off the top of my head.
Well, I can give you a name, and this is not a name that people will think about, but there are dumb teams in Major League Baseball, and I think teams know who the dumb teams are. And listen, Ryan Feltner is not a name that's going to jump off the page with anybody, but the Rockies are not one of the smart teams. And Ryan Feltner is a guy who has got a lot of ability. He's not used properly by the Rockies. And that's a guy that I think you can go pick off. And that's a guy that you can go, who's got a lot of club control left, and he's got the ability to, you get him into your program, you can really start to see some results out of him. And he's not somebody who costs you a lot. So the big thing that I think they need to look at, go around, look at the dumb teams, and everybody knows who the dumb teams are, and look at guys that maybe aren't being used properly. Go look at the peripherals.
Yeah.
Go look at the peripherals for those types of teams, for pitchers that are on those rosters, and especially if they have club control. Like, that matters, because you look at this rotation going past 2024, it's unlikely Justin Verlander is back next season. You have multiple pitchers who are coming back from Tommy John surgery this year. So, I mean, like, they need to start thinking about guys that can help them, not just the rest of this season, 100%. But next season as well. So that's why,
100%.
I've known Ryan Feltner for a long time. He's really starting to pitch well for the Rockies right now. And they've got some pitchers that are coming back off the IL with Marquez and with Senzatella, and Ryan Rollison might be getting healthy. But that's a guy who is probably undervalued in that organization that I'm going after right now.
And Joe, I'm going to give you another one. He's not necessarily viewed as a starter. He was a starter at one point. Michael Kopech for the Chicago White Sox. I'm not sure what it's going to cost to get him. His numbers haven't been great, but I think a lot of the numbers, the ERA especially, has been inflated by maybe a couple of bad outings. He did just have I think he just had an immaculate inning a couple of nights ago, if not last night. So, you know, Michael Kopech, Nick Martinez, they're going to have to be really creative.
Yes, resourceful.
They can't go after a Verlander this year like they did.
And I don't know that there is one. Garrett Crochet is a name that a lot of people have. Hey, what about him? He is unbelievable. He's excellent. But he's got kind of a similar situation. He's pitching it with innings that he's never pitched before, being a converted reliever. So I think with years of control left on his contract, I think it's going to cost too much for the Astros to get into that sweepstakes. So like what we're talking about, these are the kind of names, Feltner, Bassett, Fetty, Flaherty. Those are the kind of names you can kind of expect that I think the Astros will be on. As far as first base, I know Astros Twitter, a lot of them were like, hey, what about Vlad Jr.? Forget it. It's not happening. One, we don't know if the Blue Jays are even sellers. Two, the Astros don't have the prospect capital to get that done.
Yeah, that's not happening. Before we get you out of here, Roflo, I knew as soon as I came forth with this take, I was going to get crushed.
by people. But I'm just going to be honest, and I know you deal with this when you're looking at the entirety of the league.
Yeah,
I'm disappointed that it's been 2018, 2021, 22, and 24. In three of those years, Jose Altuve has been voted in by the fans, and he has skipped all of those All-Star games. And he is one of the best players in baseball, an ambassador. Not just skip it, man, he don't even attend. I am disappointed that he is just skipping these All-Star games and not at least being an ambassador for the sport out there.
Now, forgive me, has he said he's not playing in this year's game?
Yes, yeah, he announced it a right hand that he will play all the games leading up to the All-Star game and all the games after, like he did last a couple.
Now I can see your point. However, in this most recent, you know, we're talking this year, I did see Julia Morales, her tweet, it may have been a couple of nights ago, that his hand was visibly black and blue. That was something she tweeted a couple of days ago, and that he mentioned he was still dealing with some soreness. So if that's the case, I'm not going to fault him for that. As far as the other years, I can see your point. I don't recall what the circumstances were of his decision for those years. But for this year, I could definitely see him saying, "Hey, I want to chill at home for a few days," and especially if he's still dealing with some soreness and pain in that hand.
All right, Roflo, man, we appreciate you, man, and get yourself to the All-Star break. That'll be fun, as well as we'll continue to watch you on MLB Central every weekday morning, and we always love it when you get to kind of chop it up with us.
Hey, I appreciate that. Two things: one, MLB Network, we're going to be wall-to-wall coverage from Arlington starting on in earnest over the weekend. We got our futures game Saturday in the afternoon, 3 o'clock Houston time. And then lastly, I know a lot of people are still dealing with the effects of the storm there. I know a lot of friends that are still dealing with it. So hang in there, guys. I'm thinking of you guys, and I hope everyone gets their power back on and gets back to normal very soon.
Appreciate it. That's Robert Flores, MLB Network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.